is Shauna. How can I help you?
Hey, Shauna. Oh, it's so good to hear your voice. This is John of Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, hi. How are you? I'm good.
Oh, my gosh. You've been in my prayers.
Thanks. I had my last scan run yesterday. I'm just waiting for the doctor to call me back and read that and then figure out where we're going from there. So.
All right. Oh, yes. My gosh. I was looking at him like, what is going on?
I actually just got back in the office today. I had a few on my list, actually, Local Splash. I've looked up the company. I'm actually really impressed with the reviews and the information that I was able to find online. I just need to get with Gary and see exactly, advertising compared to billing right now is on pretty much the fifth number on the to-do list to get with Gary. But I haven't talked with him over invoicing or over advertising, but I plan on it. I'm hoping that he should have canceled the other advertising lady because that's what I'm waiting on. I'm waiting on him to cancel the other advertising lady and to use part of that budget in order to do this Local Splash, because the Local Splash will actually give us the benefits of the SEO and the Google,
right,
which we're not getting from her.
From
that.
Yeah.
Right.
And
so what
I literally just spoke to him, too.
You did?
He's like, no, call the other number. He's like, call the number. We're good to go. I was like, oh, okay.
That's what he's
been telling me. Yeah. So I've been contacting him because the phone number was forwarded to his phone this whole time.
Yes.
And I was like, honestly, man, I don't even want to talk about Google or anything right now. How is Shauna? Like, literally the whole time I was that worried. I was like, okay, what's going on, man?
Right.
So,
whenever you call, you're expecting for me to answer.
Yeah.
Swear
to you.
Gary is actually, a lot of my technicians, because if I go to the doctor, I'm getting, to where I just don't feel good and I'll just forward the phone. So they'll still call me on my personal phone and they're like, I was looking for you. I'm like, there's a reason why I forwarded the phones, dude.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, my gosh. And every time he answered, I was just like, I'm like, oh, man, I hope she's okay.
No,
I swear to you,
better.
I was literally. All right, I'm glad.
Really,
I'm so happy for you.
All right, so
okay.
he said to go ahead and go with it then.
Yeah, so every time I call, he was like, because I know he was a little bit busy. Every time
yes.
he was like, no, we're good. I just, want to make sure she's okay and, to
yes.
go over everything
okay.
with you. So
yeah, let's go over everything. I would
okay.
actually, let me see.
So, just in case, if you want, you can text him however you want to do. I just want to make sure you guys are all comfortable as well, too. So
No. I want to see if he wants to be in on the meeting.
Okay, yeah.
Hang on 1 second. Give me your number.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Mine, 877. Okay.
Well, the reason why I say that, just let me preface this, is I am an Android user. The company is an Apple user. So I sometimes don't know how to use my Apple phone and accidentally hang up on people.
Oh my god!
I can admit my fault. All right. So
okay. All right. It's 877-635-6225. My extension is 3736.
3736. All right. I'm gonna put you on hold. Is that
okay?
And let me
yeah.
call our Gary real quick.
If I lose you. You call me back? That'd probably be
yeah.
good. I'm gonna put
yeah.
pause on everything just for you guys today on this. So
yeah, just
I got you.
Pause on that,
right.
And let me make sure
okay.
that he doesn't want to sit in on this meeting, or make sure that everything's good to go. Because if he says
okay.
it's good to go, I'm great with that. All right, hang on.
Okay. All right.
All right. I think I do it like that. Okay. Yeah. Don't laugh at me.
I'm laughing with you.
Okay, great. Gosh, how much did you say it was? I can't remember.
Oh, it's $249.
$249.
Mm-hmm.
A month, right?
You got it. Yes, ma'am. So it'll be 249 today. Yeah, and I would set it for today, so that way every month on the 28th of every month, it'll automatically just be 249, not a dollar more. Okay.
I'm waiting on a response.
You're good. No worries.
All right, he said he's going to start a Zoom at 10. I'm down for it, though, Grizz. Oh, all right. Gonna put a nail in her coffin. We asked her to, Gary, let me rephrase that. I don't deal with her anymore. Gary asked her to create a flyer to go out in the area. And that was before Christmas, and she just finished the flyer yesterday.
What?
You heard me.
Oh. I would be furious. I'm sorry.
No.
I
mean,
I could understand a little bit for holidays. I'm a pretty nice guy, man, but when it comes to business and stuff, you know, I'm just like, come on.
Oh my God. Ooh. I'm going to tell you, like, she literally put this post up. Now, mind you, English is her second language, but she put this post up on her Facebook page. It was literally embarrassing. Like, I unfollowed my own company.
Really?
I had to. I'm an English teacher. Like, okay. I taught 8th grade English for 9.5 years. And, like, I was embarrassed. I literally unfollowed my own company. Okay. I literally took a screenshot and sent it to him. Like, make it make sense. Make it make sense. There's like, you make it make sense.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
It gets to that point. That's so scary, actually.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So, let me forward this email real quick and then you'll have my full 100% attention.
Okay.
You have no idea. All right, you have my 100%. Go. Is it John or Josh? I have Josh written over here and John over here.
John. J-O-N. You got it. Yep.
I got you.
All right. So we need to make sure we get everything up running the first time right, because once it goes live, it's important we do it right, because if not, it's going to prolong the process, and I would hate for that
Absolutely.
To happen to you guys. So the very first thing is, as far as I put it like this, because I feel like we're pretty open here now.
Sure.
The card that we'll be using today, is it going to be under Gary's name or a different name, though, under your name?
It would be under Direct Energy Controls.
Okay, but it has his name with it, though, right? Associated?
No, mine.
Yours?
The one where
okay.
you, yeah. Mm-hmm, Yeah.
Okay, so what I have to do is put the account for us under your name. Of course, authorize him and have him, or you're going to give information to him as well, too. But just because it's just the policy here, I can't argue with
That's
it.
That's fine.
Okay. And Shauna, is it spelled S-H-A-W-N-A?
It is.
Okay. Wow. I'm horrible with that stuff. Okay. And then how do you spell your last name?
G-O-S-N-E-Y.
Okay. Pronounced Gosney?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
That's
okay.
It.
Hey, okay. All right. And as far as... Yeah, you're going to crack up. All right. So, email address. What's the best email I could send the invoice? I want to make sure you guys have everything on paper as well.
Admin, A-D-M-I-N, at direct, D-I-R-E-C-T, energy, E-N-E-R-G-Y, controls, C-O-N-T-R-O-L-S,
okay.
.com. Nice and short. It's real simple.
Yeah, that's real simple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
I've had ones where I'm like, you need to put add in to be continued on that one, because, like, that's ridiculous.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't have chosen it, but I didn't get the choice. That was done before me, so it's okay. Mine was
right,
at DEC.com.
Oh, seriously, right? Hey, whatever they want to put, it's all good. And then I'm going to have his phone number on the main as a main there, and then I'm going to put your number as well, too, just as, like, the cell phone number, just in case. Okay, is that all right with you?
Okay, what number are you putting at the main?
817-883, this is for us to contact, 6509. Okay.
Okay. Put 65, it's me. You're going to contact me more than any of
okay.
him.
So
put
okay,
me
so
as
I'll
the
put
main.
Yours. Never mind. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. And mine's the exact same except for 6509. 8 is mine.
8. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, and his is 6509.
Okay, perfect. Gotcha. You know what? I'm going to put yours like this. That way I can send the text to you. All right, trust me. I'm
mm-hmm.
just making things quicker and easier for you guys. All right.
That's fine.
Business name. I have Direct Energy Controls, LLC. There's nothing else, right?
No. Okay, that is our parent company. So
okay.
we have a DBA as PC and Air.
Ah.
And that's what we want.
Mm-hmm. PC and Air. Okay, so hold on.
P-E-A-C-E.
Peace.
We want it under our... Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Like peace
and
out.
Just like the website. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then the and sign, or is it spelled out and?
And. Spelled out.
Spelled out. Okay. Yeah, Air. Yeah, pow. And then also, what is the business address then? Because Google's going to send a postcard physically in the mail to you guys just to make sure you're a real person and have a real business.
Yeah, we've already done that. Like, we've already did that. So do we need to do that again?
If you already did that, well, we've got to have it on file regardless. But if you guys already did that, I need to notate that. So that way it's going to be quicker for you guys too.
Yeah, I have the original postcard still, I think. Let me look.
Okay.
Stop that. I do. It's a hello from Google.
Wow, I see you guys right here. Yep. Okay, thank you so much. You just saved a lot of time and effort on, like, everything for everybody. So awesome. Okay, cool. So we have that. And then the address that I have on there then is the 1912 Peco Drive, South Arlington.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
76001, right?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, so let's set up, first thing is a tech call, because I want to make sure they're on the same page with you guys on everything. That when you talk to them, they're going to go over, review everything that I did just in case if I missed anything or in case if you guys forgot something on your end too, we want to add that in there because, again, we went right the first time here.
Right.
Do you have time available for like an hour window to speak with them tomorrow by any chance?
What is tomorrow? Wednesday? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hang on,
okay.
Just Gary had sent an email or a text message.
Yeah.
And about a meeting Okay. Okay. Yeah, he didn't say a Tom. So I'm sure it's probably going to be Thursday. Let me look at my calendar. What's tomorrow? Wednesday.
My gosh, it's the first already tomorrow.
3:17 to 7:17. Yeah, I could do tomorrow.
Okay, beautiful. Absolutely. What time though for you? What works for you?
I was just thinking to say, let's say about 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. Okay, so if we were to do 1 o'clock, I know they're going to call from California. That's where our technicians are. So you'll be talking to them from the future. Make sure you tell them the weather. No, I'm kidding. So you'll be about 2 hours ahead of them. You know what? Can we do 12?
Sure.
Or 1 hour before or an hour after? Whichever one works better for you. We could do after. I'm so sorry. All right. I want to lock this in now because it's literally, as I'm looking at it, people are putting in schedule.
Yeah, it's fine. Just you tell me when.
Okay.
12 o'clock?
All right, I got you. 12 o'clock, yeah. We're going to have to.
Please make sure it's PM.
Yeah. No, don't worry. We're not open to late hours like that, so you're okay.
No, I literally had a counselor that every time he would schedule my appointment, he would schedule for like 3:45 a.m. and I'm like, I'm not up, nor am I going to be up, or I don't know what your deal is, dude, but your scheduling sucks.
Oh my gosh. No, thank you.
I'm going to catch.
Let's throw a rock at him from here. All right.
Right.
I just popped that one in there for you now.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I got it.
Yep, got it.
Beautiful. Okay. And then also, I will go ahead and put a reminder for them as well, too, just because I want to make sure that they're... There's no skipping the beat there. And, okay, let's go over, I could just kind of follow a lot from online already, though, but just to be sure on things. I have 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
For the hours of operation?
That's correct.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, we do work extended hours as needed, and we also take emergency calls as well, so.
Okay. Did you want me to put, like, 24/7 emergency only?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I can do that. And then how do you guys, how do you want the customers to contact you? This number, his number?
817. 855-7014. And I have that number forwarded straight to my cell phone.
Beautiful. Can they text that number too or no?
No, they can text, no, I don't think they can text that number, but they can text my cell phone, 883-6508.
Okay. Okay, I'll put that for that only then, so text only.
That's fine. Okay.
And then, would you like them to email you too? Have the option for that or no?
That's fine.
Okay. Okay, I got that there. Okay, let's go over the meat and potatoes here. So, when it comes to the services you guys offer, I want to make sure I have everything as much as possible, because the more, the better, right? You never know what people are going to be typing in online here, so...
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, like, I'm going to put, like, maintenance, installation, repair, maybe?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. HVAC?
Yep.
I call it HVAC. HVAC, I guess. I don't know.
Yep,
it's
HVAC.
Okay. And then heating, air, obviously.
So where is this going?
So I want to make sure on this part right here, if a customer is on Google or on any of the local directories and they type in any of these keywords, we want to make sure your business is on that first page as well.
I set that up.
With me?
No, not with you. But, like,
okay.
Whenever I set up the Google thing, I think that that's there.
Just in case, I want
to
make sure.
That's fine. No, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. I'm sorry to have you go through it again, but I'd rather.
No.
Sorry.
I'd rather. I was just going to go see if I can see everything that I put on here.
Okay.
Oh, right. Edit profile. There we go. Edit profile, read reviews. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay. And, hey, listen, you guys have a ton of words and keywords that you guys can add. So I'm going to put in parentheses. Customer may want to add more. So that way when you talk to them tomorrow, in case you want to add something else that you may have forgotten or I missed, I want to make sure it's in
sure.
there. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's, like, Duckworth, there's residential, there's commercial, there's, oh, shoot, AC repair. God, there's a ton of them.
See, these are the things I'm talking about. Yeah, I just typed in all those that you said right now, too. But those are the things because those are opportunities that could be missed, and we don't want to have that whatsoever. So.
Mm-hmm.
We can get more phone ringing, the right people, the right customers for the jobs that you guys actually want to work, then there you go, all to it, right? So,
mm-hmm.
Very important. All right, so, reminder.
Air conditioner, because people, financing, we offer that.
Oh, okay.
Lots of those.
You guys do financing. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was actually my next question. How do you accept payment from your customers? So I'll put financing.
We do cash, check, and credit. We also do financing. Most of our invoices are emailed to the customer, and the customer pays online.
Okay. Awesome. You guys don't
we
do any, like, Zelle or anything like that, or
we
PayPal
also
or anything?
Take Zelle. We also
okay.
take Zelle.
All right. Hey, more to you, you know. I love Zelle. I don't know about everyone else, but I love it.
Yeah.
All right. And then I'm going to make sure you guys own that domain. So that's right there. I'm going to give you guys the works on the tracking system too, okay? So it's going to be included for your package. That way you guys can see where the customers are calling from live, what keywords are working for you as well, too, just in case, you know, if you guys want to make modifications from there as well, okay?
Okay.
Now, far as Facebook ads, I want to make sure we got this for you as well. You guys have your Facebook page up and running, right?
Yes.
Okay, I want to make sure. It'll probably be quicker if I did this, because I want to give you, I'm going to text you, I'm going to say, this is John. Google Splash. And if you could send me just the URL for the Facebook
that's
business
Facebook?
Page. Yes, so that way we could start running those ads for you, too.
Edit new.
What was that?
I said, I don't know. I got to log in and find it.
Oh, the iPhone stuff? I can walk you through if you need help with it.
No, I'm on my computer.
Oh, you're on your computer. All right, then I can't really help.
All right. All right, so what do you need?
When you go to your Facebook business page, on the very top, you just got to copy where that whole line is there.
Oh,
paste.
HVAC piece. Facebook.com / HVAC piece, PEACE.
Okay. All right. So since you got that there, perfect. Just make sure have that ready when our technicians talk to you guys tomorrow. Is Gary going to be with you too, or is this going to be just you?
Probably just me.
Okay. All right. No, that's all we need to anyway. So you know everything there.
If I don't know it, I can know how to get it.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm thinking. Okay, I think I have everything except for the target market, like areas. I know it's been a long time since we talked about this. So, how far out do you guys want to go? Is it like 40 miles or 50 or?
Well, we actually go everywhere, but like Hearst, Plano, Dallas, Euless, Irving, Keller, Bedford, Saginaw, Watauga, Arlington, Hotham City. I think we did. I think that's what we did. It looks like about a 40-mile radius. I think I ended up kind of getting some counties in there, Dallas County, Collin County, Tarrant County.
Okay. Just to be safe, I'm going to put 45 miles out. It does go up to 50 miles anyway. So if you guys want to go further, don't hesitate to let us know. It's no additional charges for that type of stuff, okay?
Yeah. No, 45 miles is fine.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. That is that. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and send this over to our technician. Right
wait. There's one thing that I want you to put on there. Remember whenever we talked that the problem is that whenever we go to ask for Google reviews, we're not getting our Google review.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Great. Great catch. Okay, let me go ahead. Let me do this. Why did it not? Interesting. Okay, I got you. Don't worry. Let me put this in here as well.
And it's so weird because you can see them on your side, but I can't see them on my
side.
But
you can't see
them. And no one can see them on like the Google page side either.
That's not strange.
No. No. Matter of fact, I think that there are like 7 Google reviews on there. One of them is CC. I have no idea who that is. Mark Rathen, that was a guy that I work with our Thrive company. And then me, and then my boyfriend, and then me, and then the other advertising person, and then my brother-in-law. Those are our 7.
Okay. Interesting as anything here right now. So.
And I know for a fact that other people have done reviews that aren't, like my sister that lives in Denton, she did a review, and so that should be on her, and obviously it's not. Because I thought, maybe it's, you know, picking up the fact that we're all coming from the same server or something. So I was like, let me try this a different way. And that's the reason why we used to, like, tried to figure it out. Like, we tried to figure it out, but could never get it figured out. And I know that I've had actual customers do it that's never been on here either.
Which I'm so strange. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to put notate on this for sure. Because that we don't want to mess up whatsoever. Okay.
No.
Let me hear. My stuff is having some things right now. I want to make sure. Let's do this again. Just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Whoa. Okay. I'm having fun with this right now. All right. I'm sorry. Usually this takes like super quick for me to do everything, and now it's not.
That's okay.
Super efficient, but I like to make sure I do everything right. Okay, here we go.
Hang on just a second. Missy!
Sure thing.
Is today Inshrada's birthday? It popped up on my Facebook. Her birthday is in March. What I thought. funny. My mother's twin, you would think we would kind of know when her birthday was. I was like, what? It kind of threw me for a loop.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, I was like, today is definitely not her birthday. Why did it pop up like that? Let me ask. I'm sorry, I'm also highly ADD. I don't know if you realize that yet.
And listen, I am as well, so I can keep up. Don't worry, I got you.
Perfect.
Yep. Oh, yeah. All right, there we go. Why is this not all showing? Is this so strange? This could be why. Because I'm calling your number right now. Okay. All right, Shauna. So because I've been calling on your number, it changed up things. So I need to go back to that
I'm
account
to
make sure I'm not making a double account. Well, I'm just trying to make sure you guys are not getting a double account. So.
Appreciate it.
Yep. Yep. Got to make sure that doesn't happen. There we go. Okay, Peace and Air, 1912 Peco Drive South, 110-76001. There's a website. Okay, cool. Let me make sure that doesn't change again, because I'll be really upset. Okay. Hey, fixed it. Okay.
Amazing. Yay.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my God. I literally remembered everything. I had to, like, remember how to spell your last name, your email, all that just now. So I'm actually pretty impressed right now.
I'm impressed too because I've been asking questions. But like, hey, I know we already did all this, but hey.
I feel pretty proud of myself on that one, actually.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. Email, just making sure, admin@directenergycontrols.com, right? And then.
D-O-G-R-O-L-S.
Yep, with the plural, uh-huh.
Okay.
And then your phone number is
yeah,
the same as Gary's, but with an 8, not a 9. I remember that one.
Correct.
All right, cool. We're good.
Cool.
Sweet.
Got it.
Yes. Okay, now I can come back to this important stuff. We're there. All right. Customers' reviews were not showing. And put one, two, three. There is that. Okay. Damn. Okay, so the next thing we're going to do is we're going to go over the voice verification. This is where everything is recorded. I will go over as far as who's on the account, business name, ask a series of questions. Just try to answer as clearly as possible. But if you have any questions for me, please stop me in my tracks. Okay, I'd be happy to answer for you. That'll be the next part. Now, on the account itself, I'm putting you – as I told you, you have to be the main person in the account. Also, I'm putting Gary on here as an authorized user, obviously. How do you spell Gary's last name?
A-A-Y-N-E-S.
Haynes, okay. And then phone number, we're going to have your number to call first, not his. Okay. And, of course, you guys want to talk in English. Okay, there we go. We're all set.
Last that check, it was English.
Right. That's my hope. Okay. So here we go. I'm going to go ahead and hit record, and we get started.
Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Peace, Heating, and Air.
Beautiful. And please state your name and title within the business.
Shauna Gosney, Office Manager.
Awesome. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to stop right there for just a second here. So, Shauna, very important. We're going to set up a security question and answer. Just make sure you tell Gary the security answer as well, too, because the last thing we need is to call a wrong number accidentally. We are human. And then just give information out to anyone. We want to make sure that we keep everything very confidential between us and the business. Okay.
Okay.
All right, perfect. So we'll get that done afterwards, but I got you. All right, continuing here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, perfect. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, February 28th, in the non-refundable amount of $249. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 28th of every month in the same amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. In order to prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. You understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So I'm going to make sure, because I got you guys on a really, really nice discounted rate. I'm going to make sure it stays like that. So let me refresh everything again. Sure, that's good. Okay. We are golden. Let's go over a security question. Which one would you like to use? Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. Just make sure Gary knows this one as well. what would that answer be? Okay.
Lamont. L-A-M-O-N-T.
Okay, perfect. Now, this will never change, okay? So if anyone tries to change that password or anything, that's a huge red flag, okay?
Well, it's Gary's middle name, so I sure hope he figures that out.
My head just hit the desk right now. Oh, my gosh. All right, Shauna. And then on the card that we'll be using, I remember you said it was the company name, but it's going to be with your associated with you, right, for Shauna?
Correct.
And then also, I'm assuming it's to the same billing address as the 1912 Payco Drive?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what kind of card is it? Master, Visa,
MasterCard.
Or Express? Master it is.
MasterCard.
Okay. All right, I'm ready for the card number when you are.
4648-7200-0135-8145.
Beautiful. And then the expiration date?
0327.
Okay. And it should be a security code as well, right?
942.
All right, beautiful. It's saying my card number that I'm putting in is not matching for a MasterCard. I must have put in the wrong number here or something.
Oh, hang on. No, hang on. Let me make sure it's a MasterCard.
Okay.
It's like a debit card. Hang on. Well, the Bank of America, so it may be a damn Visa. It is a Visa.
It is, huh? Oh, yeah. Bank of America.
Sorry,
okay,
gotcha.
You're all good. Okay, so updated success. So let me go ahead and make sure this is all good. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for $249. Now, you're going to receive a text message and an email, okay? Whichever comes first, let me know, okay? Because I've got one last thing here to do. Thanks for your patience, by the way.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine. Thank you for yours, because I know I put you off for weeks.
Oh, don't even trip. Don't worry. I'm glad you're okay, straight up. Dead serious, I was literally praying. I was like, oh my God, I hope she's all right. She's so sweet and everything. Like,
she don't even know me. I'm not sweet. Gavin, you said I'm sweet.
All I was literally talking to my wife, and I'm like, listen, like, I'm so sad right now. I hope she's okay. Like, it's been a little bit, you know, so.
That's funny.
Oh, my God. All right, it should be coming to you any second now. It'll be a text and an email.
I'm going to close out my email. Oh,
okay. Hey, there we go. All right.
Oh. Thank you for choosing Local Slash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept and subscribe terms. If you have any questions, please contact us Monday through Friday. Blah, 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 blah.
Make sure to click that. It says click here to accept the terms or something like that, or accept terms.
Yeah.
And in there, everything on paper. I just want to make sure you see this first. Before you sign anything, you can scrim through it. We have your Facebook ads. We have your 60 different directories, Google, website stuff. All that's going to be on paper for you, okay? Just want to make sure you have that and see it. And then at the bottom or towards the bottom, everyone misses this little checkbox. And then below that is where you're going to type in your first and last name, okay?
Okay, hang on.
Okay. Take your time with it, yeah.
I'd rather do it online. There it is, online. All right, cool. All right, please click here to accept. I can see better. If not, I have to go pull my glasses out of my phone. I did not pull glasses out of my phone. All right, Google Business Profile Optimization. Our goal is to make your business listed as close to 100% accuracy as possible throughout the web. Our customers first. Oh, cool. I didn't realize we got a landing page.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Cool. What's a Google Workspace?
So, not only you have your client dashboard, so as soon as you sign this, you're actually going to go right to the dashboard. And it's account login and password that we'll set up with you. Our technicians, when they talk to you tomorrow, they're going to show you how to maneuver through it and everything. They don't want me to do it with you right away. Just so it gives a reason to make sure you guys can track everything and all that good stuff.
Okay. Cool. That's my favorite. Sorry, I'm a reader.
You're okay. Good. I'm glad. It means you care about everything, seriously. So I respect that.
This is awesome. This is awesome. Oh, awesome. We also have the ability to put a seasonal hold on?
Yes, you can.
That's great. Well, this is phenomenal. What the hell? Oh. All right, confirm signature. All right, now it says username and password.
Hey, that's exactly where it is. So that's going into your dashboard. So tomorrow, our technicians, they're going to review everything we spoke about, make sure I didn't miss anything, make sure we didn't forget nothing. And then they're going to go over that part with you and show you how to maneuver through everything, okay?
I'll just save this not a backslash. I'm not saving it as a backslash. How about I'm saving it as a bookmark? Jesus Christ.
You got it. Oh, my gosh.
Say that as a backslash. Let's just put two words together at once. I got a backslash save. How about a bookmark? Jesus Christ.
That's how I be talking sometimes, too. I be adding things together, and I'm like, all right, I need to slow down right now.
I have this really neat ability whenever I have words that are like, and I'm talking really fast, I'll take the first letter of each word and swap them.
Oh, that's different. Okay.
Yeah, and it's right. Like, but I can't do it on command. I can only do it like whenever I'm just like, blah, 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 and then it goes, I don't, wait, what? Pretty interesting.
Oh, you cracked me up. Well, yeah. Listen, I'm very happy you're feeling better, and you know, I got to talk to you honestly because I thought I was gonna be talking to Gary today about things, and he was like, "No, she's good." Boring. I'm like, "Yes." So, first off, I'm glad, and then two, welcome to the family here. You're welcome. Yeah.
Thanks, yep. John. I appreciate it. And I look forward to it. Now, tomorrow, whenever I have a meeting with the tech or whatever, that'll be whenever I get the information on, cause I remember on the last time, you know, like you said that we have to be actively involved with them in order for this to actually take off and to work. So whenever you're talking about being actively involved in it, we're talking about with the tech people, technician team.
I call them our tech team, but they're our account management team, text. I mean, these guys know everything. So we have many different departments from the phone number that I text you from, the 877 number. Now, I know that most likely you guys are going to be talking with them from here on out, but if for any reason you guys feel like you're going to, because sometimes it can take a little long time for to get a hold of someone. So if that's the case, you feel uncomfortable, shoot me an email or give me a call on my number. Here, write down my extension. It's
3736.
Yep, you got it. If I don't answer, just know that I always get back to my customers, okay? So if you can't get a hold of them, I'll reach out to them for you if I have to, okay? So
okay, all right.
I just like to be there for you guys. That's all.
I appreciate it, John. All right, cool. Yes, thank you so very much. All right, so we're good to go?
Welcome. You're good to go. All right. You guys take care. Talk to you tomorrow, okay?
All right. Thank you. Hey, and wait a minute, real quick. They're going to call me tomorrow. Is that right? Or is it a Zoom call?
No, not a Zoom call. It's just a regular call. Uh-huh. Yeah. So you're 2 hours ahead. So right at noon. It's going to call from that 877 number.
All right. Got it. Thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you later. Hey.
Bye. Bye.